This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. It has been 3 months since the big blackout that cut power to 50 million people in the United States and Canada. Next week, the U.S. government is set to release the results of its investigation. The Department of Energy has said there won't be a smoking gun in this investigation, but as NPR's Christopher Joyce reports, some people in the power business say they already know what's wrong with the nation's electricity grid.
When you turn on a TV or fire up a hairdryer, you tap into a parallel universe. Beyond that wall socket, electrons zip back and forth through thousands of miles of cable. Humans at computer terminals around the country control these racing electrons with switches, transformers, capacitors, and other devices. The electrons ran wild on August 14th. At 1:31 in the afternoon, a power plant run by First Energy Company in Ohio shut down. That shouldn't have caused a widespread problem, but then power lines started shutting down, one apparently by touching a tree, the others mysteriously. J. Peter Lark, chairman of the Michigan Public Service Commission that regulates electricity in that state, says the failed power lines spread the misery beyond Ohio.
Electricity coming out of southern Ohio could no longer reach North Ohio area and had to take alternate routes.
Routes through his state, Michigan. This unplanned surge of power knocked out transmission lines there, then moved on. At one point, the surge circled the Lake Erie region in a clockwise direction, then counterclockwise, blowing out more power lines along the way. All this took place in a part of the grid run by the Midwest Independent System Operator, or MISO. They are one of the nonprofit organizations that direct traffic on the grid. Transcripts of phone conversations at MISO show that they and engineers at First Energy had little idea of what was going on.
When you have a series of lines down like this, and you have a generating plant down, there has to be decisive action taken rather quickly to save the systems. For instance, the first line tripped an hour and 5 minutes before the blackout. If they had some knowledge in that next half hour there, there were things they could have undertaken to hopefully prevent the blackout, but perhaps make it be less of a cascading outage that spread as far.
MISO and First Energy acknowledged they had computer problems during those crucial minutes. MISO Vice President Bill Phillips says his staff followed the right protocols, but rerouting power is a complicated business.
The grid is a very deep entity. So if conditions are a problem in one area, it needs to be communicated to other areas. As a result of August 14th, we're putting in even greater enhanced communications for both data and voice communication.
But many electric power analysts say there's much more to do. They say the grid is antiquated. For example, the number of companies generating electricity has skyrocketed, and many now use the grid to trade electricity to customers hundreds of miles away. Jeff Scott, chief operating officer at a transmission company called Grid America, says the grid needs to grow.
The longer distance transactions that are putting new demands on the system and can result in a transmission congestion or a bottleneck, we believe that we should be taking a look at the investment to relieve some of those economic congestion points.
To break bottlenecks now, grid operators might ask companies to do things they don't want to do, like shut down power to a city. Or they might ask them to make more reactive power, a form of voltage needed to keep current flowing, but one that doesn't earn much income. Some engineers suspect a lack of reactive power may have played a role in the August 14th blackout. But grid operators like MISO cannot demand these things. Engineering standards for the grid are largely voluntary. Michigan's J. Peter Lark says that should change.
What we need is real sanctions, and they should have to live by those. And if they don't, there should be a way that the regional operator can say, do this or do that with respect to the transmission grid, and that's what's absent right now.
That may change. Grid authorities have asked companies and operators to communicate more and to generate enough reactive power to run the grid smoothly. But permanent changes in the grid await congressional efforts to pass a new energy bill, a bill whose future is still uncertain. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.